It's time now for a look through the papers with Diptyka Laurent. In France, Gisèle Pelicot will be taking the stand for the last time in her months-long trial. What are the papers saying, Dipti?
Well, you know, Karis, this has been an extremely mediatized and shocking trial. Gisèle Pelicot's husband drugged her and then invited men to rape her in their home over the span of about a decade. 51 men are on trial, including her husband. For Libération, the French newspaper, she's become a feminist hero. And this headline, it says, "One for all." The paper really paying tribute to Gisèle Pelicot, hailing her as a feminist icon. You'll remember, of course, she waived her right to anonymity for this trial. Libération hailing her for choosing to, quote, bring everything out into the open, to reveal it all, to broadcast it all. And in the process, she went from victim to hero for millions of women, not just around France, but around the world. In court yesterday, Pelicot's sons also took to the stand, talking of how this devastated their family, tore them apart. One of the sons also demanding that his father tell the truth about what happened, about whether or not he abused his sister, to which Dominique Pelicot really denied it very vigorously. He had nonetheless photographed his daughter Caroline in bed wearing underwear, and she says while she has no proof, she's convinced that her father inflicted the same abuse upon her as he did upon her mother.
And Dipti, around 40,000 people have taken part in a march in New Zealand in opposition of a bill that could reinterpret the founding treaty between Maori and the British Crown.
Well, it could well be New Zealand's largest protest march ever. For the past 9 days, over 40,000 Kiwis have been marching from the northernmost part of the country all the way down to the capital, Wellington. The movement aiming to oppose government policies in general that negatively affect New Zealand's Maori populations. Also to celebrate Maori culture and in particular oppose this controversial treaty principles bill. Now, The Guardian explains in its edition today that the bill essentially would overhaul the founding treaty of New Zealand, which is instrumental in respecting Maori rights. The bill was brought forward by a Libertarian Act Party. It's part of the coalition government, but The Guardian explains it is quite controversial. It is also unlikely to pass.
All right, and some sports news now. Rafael Nadal will play his last tournament before retirement, representing Spain in the Davis Cup this week.
Yeah, that's right. The Spanish team will be taking on the Netherlands in the Davis Cup final this week. And the finals will take place on Sunday if he gets there. Of course, though, all eyes on Rafael Nadal. This will be his last competition before he retires. And it's his last dance. That's what this Spanish sports paper says on its front page. And Marca, another Spanish paper with this lovely headline here as well. The last dance also for this paper. But the paper's also focusing on comments that the team is there to win and focus on the competition and that there will be time for goodbyes later on.
And finally, from you, an artwork featuring a banana could fetch more than $1 million at an upcoming auction. Tell us about that.
Well, if you have a spare $1 million lying around, this might appeal to you, Karis. It's not just any banana. Well, actually, it is. It is your garden variety banana, but it is one that has been duct taped to a wall, and it's part of Italian artist Maurizio Cattelan's work called Comedian. Now, you might remember it first debuted in 2019 as a series of three bananas. However, one of the bananas was eaten up and the artwork became so viewed that it actually had to be taken out of the public eye. The banana going under the hammer is not the original one, thank goodness. It's a recent copy. Sotheby's head of contemporary art is quoted as saying, not ironically, that when you buy Comedian, you buy the right to reproduce a banana and duct tape on your wall as well. Now, sorry for this transition, but you likely won't find bananas growing in Utqiagvik. That's the northernmost city in the U.S., in the state of Alaska. This town has just said goodbye to the sun for the last time this year. The sun set at 1:30 on Monday. It won't rise again until January 22nd, the reason being that the city is actually located north of the Arctic Circle, meaning that for 2 months of the year, the sun actually stays below the horizon. For locals, though, it means that the next time the sun rises, there'll be a new president in the White House.
Well, it's chilling stuff. I can't imagine going without sunlight for that long. Thank you very much for that look at the papers, Dipti. Thank you to you for watching.